a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Thursdays are always so hopeful, aren't they?
They are, Nick. Tomorrow is Friday. And that means another weekend. We had a short week this week.
We did. And we'll all be in Tanglewood with the roundtable on Friday morning. So that's something to look forward to, with a day with all of the digs and the major forces that make all that gorgeous music.
Well, that's wonderful. And it's always nice when you work for the greatest radio station in the world.
It's true.
Let's talk about some difficult issues this morning. I was hearing on the BBC, you and I both, this morning, the latest police shooting captured on video. This is from Minnesota police. A man fatally shot last night during a traffic stop in St. Paul. The girlfriend of the man filmed and recorded herself. We heard the audio this morning, quite shocking. Also, the Justice Department says it will investigate a killing by Baton Rouge police in Louisiana, where the governor appealed to a city roiled by the killing to remain calm.
Well, yeah. Look, this is a long time coming. Of course, it's been forever when you have a society that discriminates against people of color, and you have a police force which has been recruited specifically to hold down the have-nots in the society, whether they're black or white, but, you know, often black, because of the way in which we've divided the spoils in the society. Are you going to get these manifestations? Then you get judges who basically say the police were doing their job, even though there were alternatives, David, to what they were doing. If you've got two people on top of a suspect and you shoot him in the head, surely that will raise some questions. But there will be those people who want to be protected and who are going to say, you know, you have to back up your police officers, even when they do things that look from the outside to be particularly difficult for so many of us to understand. But this is now coming to a head, and one of the reasons is that we now have videotapes. And even more salient than that are the phones that we all carry around now. And the girlfriend had the phone on and said, please tell me you didn't just pump four shots into my boyfriend who was reaching for his wallet to show you his license. So we know that driving while black, we know that walking while black, we know that many of the people who have been victimized by this are there because of the color of their skin. And this is why police training becomes so important. You have to have policemen who understand that even under the greatest danger, that they have to behave as if somebody is entitled to their constitutional rights.
From there to the Attorney General of the United States, who says Hillary Clinton email case is closed. In the campaign, is it really closed?
Well, no, it's officially closed. Somebody asked me yesterday if Donald Trump gets elected president and if he's going around saying I'd put Hillary Clinton in jail, whether the case is still closed. You know, I doubt it. So you do have, as long as Obama is the president, this thing is closed. Loretta Lynch went ahead and said that she would take the advice of the FBI, so it was predictable what she was going to do. Clearly, she did not want to make that decision herself. She left it to the Republican head of the FBI, who has a tremendous amount of integrity. He really blasted Clinton, but at the same time, he said it was not prosecutable. And so that's where we stand.
And now hearings in Congress.
Well, look, you pull Ryan, you want to be president of the United States, you want the Republican backing, you want to win primaries, you have to establish that you're a Clinton goer after her. And that is exactly what he's doing now. We just spent $7 million, more than $7 million on Benghazi hearings. And these are the same Republicans they're talking about that were spending too much money in government.